Welcome to Art Heroes with APH, where we believe art heals, connects, and galvanizes. I'm your host, Joanna Patrice Haggerty. On this show, I am honored to have some of the nation's most innovative leaders, artists, and creative business owners to share their unique and valuable experiences, processes, practical tips, and inspirations. Today, at the very beginning of 2023, I have decided to do a monologue solo show so that I can unpack a little bit of 2022 and maybe share a little bit with y'all about what is coming up for me and my company, Art Hero LLC, in 2023. So for anyone who has followed, first off, like a giant thank you for being a supporter and present in my world. It really does mean so much to me, even if I can't speak to each of you individually. So wanted to start with that. But I thought when I wanted to do this monologue, I wanted to kind of start with the idea of the beginning of the year, ends of the year for me tend to be strategic planning, analyzing, and goal setting. And so kind of at the end of 2021, beginning of 2022, that's exactly where I was. I was in goal setting. I was in analyzing what had worked the previous year. And I had decided to really dive in and focus on launching my digital business course fully and really giving that a lot of time and energy. And I also luckily was walking into the new year with a couple big high ticket consulting clients that really allow me to work with these people weekly and really in depth strategy on their business, which I just really love. It's one of my favorite things. But for anyone who has been following, you guys know that the beginning of 2022 did not necessarily work out how I anticipated. And I unexpectedly lost my mother on January 10th. So we're walking up on the 1 year anniversary of that right now. And so this feels really timely and appropriate to go through all of this. But, you know, I think it's important to say I love strategic planning and goal setting. I talk about this with my clients all the time. It's what I see makes the difference between a business running people and people running the business. But that doesn't mean that we can always predict what's going to happen. And it certainly doesn't mean that we aren't going to have to adjust. And so that's really what 2022 ended up being for me. I had to really pivot the entire priorities that I had around managing my business growth and bringing a team on into grieving my mother and actually managing my mother's estate and all of her physical belongings that even till the very end of 2022 were still in my world. I mean, I was stacked with boxes all around me because it was so much energy and time for me to process and so much energy for me to go to the estate courts and all of the things I had to do to get this process done. So I did launch my digital program in 2022. I had given it to some people. I'd been around, you know, off and on for a year in different iterations at that point. And I just pushed pause. And so what I really did most of 2022 was work with my private clients in coaching and high-level strategy. And again, while I wasn't actually like in the world on social media and doing presentations and teaching like I sort of had anticipated, I was still very much in a quiet way, always trying to go deeper with these clients, really identify where can we address these growth challenges. And so for some clients, it was staff. For some clients, it was cash flow, making sure there was enough money coming in at the right time. So it was really unbelievably invaluable for me to have these high ticket clients so that I could be successful moving forward. And I think that's one of the things that when I work with clients and we talk about strategy and business planning and goal setting, we have to really identify that, right? Worst case scenario, where are your bills getting paid from? And we need to make sure that happens and really build out your products and services so that is always being managed while we're adding new campaigns, while we're adding new products and services that may grow the business. So for me, I felt honestly unbelievably lucky that I was able to, in my company's second year of existence, keep it at a six-figure company simply because of the work I had done in the past. And so I just think strategic planning, goal setting are valuable, but you also have to know how to sort of navigate all of the inevitable changes that are going to come. So like I've been talking about too, there's this concept of transitions and assessment that is so important. And so when my mom passed for me, I was already in this position of, okay, how do I support my business? What's my purpose? How do I grow things? And of course, grief and death add that tenfold, right? You have a whole other experience where almost everything else becomes obsolete. The only things that really matter are your business. And so I had to really kind of wind the clock back for me. While Art Hero is really now at the beginning of 2023, in its very beginning of its third year of operation, this is my second six-figure company that I've launched. And the first six-figure company I had was a beautiful event production company that was really bringing so much to the community, but wasn't working for me in my life. I had never given myself a big enough salary. I was paying most of that money out. And so when the company had a rained out event in summer 2019, and I had a colon infection, and the summer event 2019 that was rained out caused me to almost be bankrupt, I was in a position that nothing was working in my life. Like, quite frankly, I don't tell this publicly to many people, but there were times that my body at 35, 36 years old was operating 30 minutes a day. And quite frankly, when I wind the clock back to thinking about that, 2019, very early 2020, even before the pandemic, I wasn't sure how successful I could be at that point. I wasn't sure what my body could physically do. And I also still knew that I had this purpose to support artists and creatives and bring business skills, right? I had just failed miserably, but I had all of this knowledge because of that failure that needed to get to these artists and creatives and others so that they wouldn't be in the same position. And so this last couple of years, honestly, from 2019 up until now, has been such a pivotal transition for me losing that company, me losing my mother, the pandemic, which has impacted our whole lives as we know it, and then still being in this position, coming all the way back to it. That what actually matters for me is figuring out how I can get back up to a place of regulation so I can do more. And so one of the things that I love, as someone who went to school for psychology and human development, who transitioned into mental health work, who then transitioned into economic work and coaching and counseling artists and entrepreneurs, I love neurohacking. It's one of my favorite topics to discuss and unpack. And it also, I think, sometimes feels a little too complicated for the average person to fully understand. So I wanted to take a minute today and go a little deeper into neurohacking. And I love talking about hacking first and foremost, because really hacking the way we know it today, as if solving a complex problem and getting into something and looking at it from a unique way, actually does come from the early days of the computer world where people who were coming in and trying to take, right, the computer hacking of the world. So while this concept is sort of, I think, like the pirates of the internet in my mind is how I look at it, the idea of neurohacking means the neuro part is your brain and your neurons, and so the system between your brain and your body. And so the idea of being able to hack your brain and the system between your brain and your body so that you can perform as optimally as possible is actually what I've really been deeply working with myself. It's what I actually work mostly with my clients with. If you can't be the best leader, the best artist, the best business owner, you're not going to have a 6, 7, 8-figure company. So before we do that, you got to go in deep. So for me, 2019 to now, like I've said, has really been working with the psychological concepts that I understand on myself. And so my neurohacking personally, and it's really important to note that neurohacking really should be hyper-individualized. If you ever have someone say, well, this, you know, herbal supplement will solve all your problems, or this one thing is the answer, like they're just selling the idea that it's worked for someone else. And that's great. But neurohacking requires you to be really clear on what works best for you. And that requires knowing the genetic factors to some degree, right? We don't need to know exactly what our DNA strands look like, but we do need to understand how our body functions, right? I have an autoimmune disorder. So when I got a colon infection and then had a high level of stress, my body stopped functioning. So I had to start there for me. So to be quite honest, one of the things I wanted to bring to the conversation about what the first neural hack that actually got me in a better position, and I've been doing this probably for a year and a half, almost 2 years now, is just getting my body outside and slowly walking for even as little as 5 to 10 minutes, as many days as possible, right? It's raining, pouring, like whatever, don't worry about it. But the actual conversation, and this is something that science has talked about a lot, but it didn't necessarily mean it would work perfectly for me. But for me, one of the issues I had was having this colon infection messing with my body. It depleted a lot of my vitamins, including vitamin D. So actually getting outside, slightly moving my body, getting some of that vitamin D was massive. And quite frankly, the other thing I want to bring up too is that neurohacking is valuable, but sometimes you're not ready to like go get in the gym and do the 3-hour workout or the 10-minute workout, quite frankly. Sometimes even getting to the gym is so difficult because of where your mental health is, your finances. There may be barriers in the way. And so that's why just starting something that simple, that small. I also think it's really valuable to identify the fact that I now in 2023 and the end of 2022 started going to see medical professionals again. You know, part of my trauma and my experience is watching my mother have a really negative process and experience with the medical doctors of this modern world that we have. So for me to even go see doctors to ask them to help me to figure out what levels are high, what's low, what we could maybe add with herbal supplements was actually hard for me. So before I could even be willing to go neurohack my body and brain with the right professionals, I had to find small, tiny things that worked for me. And luckily, I have two sweet little kitties who I got about that time. And one of them in particular, maybe is my guardian angel, I'm not sure, but she was one of the beings that sort of always encouraged me to go outside. They like to go outside in the daytime. And she'd sort of just meow at me until I went out with her. And just psychologically, someone else being there with me, right? Even this cat who wanted me to go outside really was valuable. So I just want to honor anyone, no matter where you are, right? If you're at the place that you are kicking butt financially and everything's great and that's wonderful, what can you do to improve or have more purpose to yourself? But if you're not on a place that you can even get out of bed for more than 5-10 minutes a day, like I just want to honor, I have been there. I know what that's like. And you absolutely can find something. And there's a lot of other things, right? I don't want to just say getting outside. There's a million different ways to neurohack. One of the other biggest ones for me that allowed me to really manage myself throughout the last couple of years has actually been stepping into spiritual practices. And this is a bit of a difficult conversation, again, for me to sort of publicly speak on because, you know, had you asked me a couple of years ago, and even still to this day to some degree, I have pretty strong feelings about religion and pretty strong feelings about the constructs of how religion have been used for power dynamics in a way that I don't relate to and in a way that had turned me off to spirituality. But when I remove that conversation from myself and I really sink in to the idea of spirituality, which for me is connecting to something outside of yourself and figuring out how to tap into that energy source, that's a beautiful conversation. And that is something that has existed as long as humans have been around, right? We've seen hieroglyphs on the walls. We've seen these ideas of how people have understood we are greater than ourselves. And that to me has been really valuable. And the idea of using ritual, right? And ritual can be as simple as, like I said, getting up in the morning, going outside, taking a small walk, having my coffee, watching an educational video before I ever really start my day. That to me can be done as a routine, which for artists and creatives are like, ew, don't you dare tell me to have a routine. But if we step into the idea of it being ritual, and this idea of it being spiritual so I can tap deeper into myself and my core values and my purpose, the more powerful it really can be. So I just want to honor anyone who may be feeling like me. There's a lot of, I think, us creatives, a lot of us entrepreneurs who are on the forefront of changing these systems from the inside out, of saying, wow, corporate marketing tactics aren't great. I don't want to do it that way. Let's try these things. Hey, religion with power and control hasn't worked great for people. What else can we do? And in that journey of losing my mom, of what, you know, losing my business, of like things coming and going, I have found so much understanding of my epistemology of where I come from. So I'm bigger, right? I'm tapped into something bigger than myself, but also my family lineage has Irish ancestors who were very spiritual and had a lot of ritual, right? They centered that around the solstices and the shortest days of the years and longest days and harvests. And I also have Cherokee blood. It's been really fascinating for me this last year, losing my mother. I still have my grandmother on that side. And so I've been able to connect with her and try and bring as much wisdom as I can before she passes. I mean, she's 93 and has Parkinson's, so it's possible at any point it will happen. And being able to learn about my Cherokee ancestors and about how my great-great-great-great-grandfather was a Cherokee tribe leader who led over 1,000 people through the Trail of Tears from the Tennessee area out to Kansas, Missouri. And to know that that's in my lineage, that that's in my family, and to know that those people worked off the land, lived off the land. And so I just really have found so much purpose in my business, actually, and surprisingly almost for myself, by doing more of this neurohacking in my own personal existence, in my own life. And I just really want to honor anyone who often thinks that strategic planning and marketing are so far removed from your own experiences. They just aren't. They are actually deeply ingrained in everything we're doing. And so I'm hoping anyone listening to some of these big stories today from me are really being able to identify for themselves, where can I be more curious? Where do I see an area of my life that isn't as productive, that isn't performing as optimally? And that can be personal, professional, and your relationships. It is all synergistic. So if your relationships are going well, you're going to feel better and bring more energy into your work and all of those things. So I could literally talk about neurohacking till the ends of the earth, but I do also talk a lot about it with Art Hero and in our business, and we write blogs. And so you can go learn a lot more about that. I think what I'd like to share next with all of you is a little bit about some of the core values that I have really uncovered for me in this year. Watching Matt, you know, Matan, the founder of Biz Radio, who has just been invaluable for me as I've started my entire radio career. He also lost his mother. So we both had this experience of losing the matriarch of our life in a way that has really challenged us to look at our purpose. And the way he's been able to articulate that for me has really identified these personal values for me in a stronger way. And so I know I brought some of these pieces that I want to empower creatives and other neurodivergent entrepreneurs to really find their true purpose and work towards their autonomy and freedom and success as they define it. And the other part that really comes into that, that I think I've spoke about a lot today, is to disrupt the systems and the processes and the barriers of entry points that will help these creatives and neurodivergent entrepreneurs lead the lives they want, to build the businesses they need and want. Most of where I have really struggled as an entrepreneur is to not have had the skill sets and to not have had the support that I needed when I needed. So that is why I do what I do. So for me, 2022 was wild. I supported several local BIPOC businesses and growing to six-figure companies. Most of those were in the health and wellness and in the technology worlds, really bringing creative stuff. I did work a lot on my course and figure out what was working and what wasn't working. And I'm really excited to say I've revamped that and we're launching that with our new group coaching program this year. And I also learned that the failures that I had in 2019 are actually what have brought me right here and to the work that I do. And so for anyone who's just in the middle of the struggle, overwhelmed with the thing, remind yourself that people overestimate what they can do in a year, but they severely underestimate what they can do in 5 years. So do not beat yourself up for not being where you want to be now, but do take responsibility for like eking yourself back towards that goal. I mean, for me in 2023, 24, 25, like moving forward, the goals I have are massive. I really am excited to launch our new group coaching program. I'm really looking forward to continuing to build our processes for how we work with the clients who are ready for high-level strategists. I mean, that to me has been such a key of seeing businesses really transition from not having the systems and structure to being really thriving and successful. And I'm also really excited to continue to make business foundational knowledge accessible. That is something that, again, was a huge barrier for me that I needed to really identify for others too. So I'm really grateful to have all of you along this journey. I want to give a huge shout out to my producer, Aaron, and our founder, Matt, and all of the Biz Radio family. Like, you guys really are what make me feel connected when I'm stuck here trying to figure out at my house, can I work today? How do I manage my mental health and all of that? So I just feel so grateful to be a part of a community that is really allowing me to be my best self and bring things to the table. So for anyone listening, please reach out, please connect with me. I would love to support you in whatever way I can. And as always, this is Art Heroes with JPH, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting bizradio.us or at arthero.biz. We would love to hear your show suggestions or any questions you may have. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.